Now, according to the Australian Institute of Criminology, Australians use more drugs on a population percentage basis than US citizens. Mexico is also seen as one of the major suppliers in the international drug market. And today I'm joined on the line by Francisco Ortiz Lozano, a Mexican citizen now living in Sydney, Australia. And he's going to discuss the problem of the international drug trade and the high rate of drug use in Australia. Francisco, thank you for your time.
No worries, Julia. How are you?
I'm very well, thanks. How are you?
Thanks.
That's good to hear. So you've lived in Australia for over a year now. What motivated your move in the first place?
Well, first of all, I wanted to get a master education.
Mm.
I had been working on media for eight to 9 years, so I wanted to improve my knowledge and get more experience in my field. But I didn't want to do that in Mexico because things are getting a little bit dangerous over there precisely because of the drugs.
Sure, sure. And, of course, you know, Mexico has been widely covered in the news with Trump and the wall and drugs, of course. And you've worked for a government organization. What has your experience been like witnessing what's happening in Mexico in the past few years?
I don't work for a government organization. But I work, they have my clients as a media agency.
Mm.
And what I've seen is drugs mingle or they kind of affect every business in Mexico.
Right, right, right. Yeah, of course. Negatively, of course. And, you know, if you think about Australia and this higher drug use rate that's come out, do you see the same situation happening in Australia? It might be quite dramatic to compare the two. But do you see something similar happening here?
Yeah, you see, the problem with drugs is that there's always going to be a seller where there's a market.
Mm.
In Mexico, we have this war going on because the market is Americans buy the drugs. So the drug dealers have found a place in Mexico to live to sell those drugs to America.
Yeah, yeah.
In Mexico, we don't consume the drugs that much. Mm. Because there's no market for drugs in Mexico. But we leave the part of the drugs are being produced in Mexico to be sold to America. And the money that the drugs coming from the U.S. to Mexico, it's making a complete unstabilizing motion happening in our country.
Mm.
There's in the news, they were telling last year when they caught Chapo, the Mexican drug dealer, that $65 billion enter to Mexico from the U.S. every year.
Wow.
All this money is uncharted money outside of the law.
Mm.
But it's making politicians and companies work outside of the law. And the only thing the only way to control that is through violence. Because you bribe police, you bribe government, you bribe institutions. For example, for me, in my media agency, one of the reasons that I didn't want to continue in Mexico is I started to have to pay for protection from them, from drug lords. So drug lords will eventually come to your business and tell you that you need protection, and you cooperate or you find yourself in a not very comfortable position, right?
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
So as things start getting more violent and drug cartels have to defend their territories or their budgets or the money, you start getting all these violent situations around companies, around educations, around everything, because they start getting involved in those kind of situations in which you have to protect yourself from the dealers, right?
Mm.
So the problem that we see in Mexico, it's the violence that is generated because of the market.
Yeah.
That it grows, it just keeps growing, and it's outside of the law. So, yeah, there's no way to to control the way that affects our population.
Sure, sure. And I feel like there is this huge disconnect with Australians consuming drugs and not really thinking about how they come to Australia. And, you know, what would your suggestion be for Australians who are looking to consume drugs here? Or is there any way we can educate others about this?
Yeah, definitely. First, I think we have to make a conscious that we use them, right? We live in a world in which we need to disconnect or to connect or to have fun or to just keep coping with the stress level. So we have to open our eyes that there's these substances that we're using. But we have to also realize as consumers that we have to make lobbies and fight for having legalized drugs that we can use. Because the problem is we don't have laws that are taking care of this huge growing business, then this is when we bring to our shores and to our country the violence and the illegality that comes with the market. And what we see from the drugs that are consuming in America and that Mexico has to sell and provide to America, the things get very scared in Mexico, scary in Mexico, but also in the U.S. In Mexico, just in Mexico, every term we run presidents for 6 terms. Last term, 250,000 people died in hands of drug lords.
Wow.
So currently, there's the missing people agency in Mexico has 40,000 people reported as missing, which they won't be fined, you know?
Shocking, shocking stats. Yeah,
and those numbers can get closer to America to Australia if we keep consuming drugs illegally, right?
Yeah.
That means that the Americans every time an American is buying drugs, it's killing 3 Mexicans every hour. So sometimes they say, "Don't use a straw because you're killing a turtle." You could actually say that don't use drugs because you're killing 3 Mexicans if you use them, right?
Wow. Yeah. I mean, it's a huge task at hand. Like, we can't really possibly come up with any solution that hasn't been tried already. But I guess it's important. The first step is to have that awareness in westernized societies and just that understanding of what the implications are of consuming drugs. Francisco, unfortunately, that's all we have time for today. But I really appreciate your time on the show today.
No worries.
Thank you.